Texte numéro 84. The Tallinn Experiment. What happens when a city makes public transport free? In London, a monthly travel card for the whole city costs almost £200. In Copenhagen, a city a fraction of the size, you'll pay £160. So when you ask the residents of Tallinn about the benefits of free travel across the city, it's a surprise to be met with a roll of the eyes or a sarcastic smile. The capital of Estonia introduced free public transport at the beginning of 2013 after their populist mayor called a referendum on the decision, dismissed by critics at the time as a political stunt that the city couldn't afford. 3 years on, the mayor has been suspended amid allegations of corruption, but the city remains committed to the programme, claiming that instead of it costing them money, they are turning a profit of €20 million a year. To enjoy Tallinn's buses, trams, trolleybuses and trains for free, you must be registered as a resident, which means that the municipality gets a €1,000 share of your income tax every year, explains Dr. Katz, an expert who has conducted a year-long study on the project. Residents only need to pay €2 for a green card, and then all their trips are free. Since the scheme was launched, an additional 25,000 people have registered in the city that previously had a population of 416,000. But this is where the tension lies. The more money for the city of Tallinn, the less there is for the places they leave behind, explains Katz. So it's not hard to see why the government and the mayor's office might see things differently. The official spokesperson for the project admits boosting the popularity of the mayor's office was one of the key motivations for rolling out the project, but insists that it was primarily about easing the burden on people's wallets and the city's roads. Dr. Katz, who is based at Delft University of Technology in the Netherlands, found that the number of people in Tallinn using public transport instead of cars was up by 8%, but at the same time, the average length of a car journey had gone up by 31%, which he said meant that there were more, not fewer, cars on the road in the time they tested. He puts the increase down to a change in shopping and leisure habits rather than limitations of the scheme itself, and suggests that making driving more expensive through parking fees and other taxes could be more effective at cutting back on traffic. According to Katz, free public transport is not the no-brainer everyone might initially think it to be. The idea still faces political opposition, and visitors who use public transport are less satisfied with having to pay more for it than locals. Adapted from The Guardian, October 2016.